That's global warming in the news pages. But lately, that's not the only media space being given over to this hot topic. Here are the guys from South Park.
Within the hour, the temperature outside will fall to over 70 million degrees below zero. Jesus. All we can do is try to wait it out as long as we can.
When global warming pops up in an unexpected place, look for Lori David somewhere behind the scenes. David is an environmental activist and a co-producer of An Inconvenient Truth, Al Gore's film. After the last presidential election, David decided to take out her Rolodex and tackle global warming her way. With media savvy and Hollywood connections, she set out to make global warming a pop culture phenomenon.
We did a primetime television special on TBS in November, and we had every major top comedian. We had Tom Hanks and Will Ferrell and Ben Stiller and my husband, Larry David, and they were all on the show, and they all did comedy pieces on global warming.
I think the polar ice caps suck. Who cares about having a place where a bunch of penguins can have an orgy?
Now, because of that show, Good Morning America did their first segment on the morning show on the issue, and they used the Earth to America as the reason for doing like 7 minutes on global warming. Because of Earth to America, Oprah Winfrey did her first show in 20 years on an environmental issue, and it was on global warming. This is just my little niche. I come out of the media. I'm particularly lucky. I have a well-known husband who has helped me have this platform, and I'll be the first to use it if it means getting the message out.
I wanted to ask you about your husband, who is the producer and the star of Curb Your Enthusiasm and was also the co-creator of Seinfeld. Obviously, you have a lot of passion for the issue. Does he ever say to you, honey, I know where you're coming from, but you know what? Just not that funny. I mean, I'll drive a different car, but I'm not going to weave it into the storyline.
Listen, I have pushed this relationship to the edge, and it's a miracle we're still together, to tell you the truth. Because now,
but does he argue on that particular point?
He's first and foremost a comedian, so you're completely right. The problem is he lives in this house, and he kind of has to get along with me. You know, he doesn't give me credit, though, for the reason why he's driving the hybrid car, the Prius, on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He doesn't give me the credit. He says he bought it because it had the legroom he likes for his knee.
She did not influence that decision at all. I like to stick my right knee out all the way to the right, and that car was the only car I found that didn't have a console that allowed me to stick my knee out.
I obviously have influenced the guy, let's face it.
Here's a quote that you said on the website The Huffington Post, and you were talking about seeing the movie Ice Age 2. You wrote, there's no better way to educate the public than doing it without them knowing. Do you really think that's true?
Well, I mean, that goes to comedy and using comedy, because comedy, you know, is really based in truth. I think when all the late night comedians start doing top 10 lists on, you know, top 10 reasons why global warming exists, or top 10 things George Bush is not doing to stop global warming, that's a very powerful thing.
Top 10 signs there actually is global warming. Here's Tom Hanks, number 10.
I just bought oceanfront property in Topeka, Kansas.
There you go. How about that? Topeka, Kansas.
You're basically getting a message out to the American people without, you know, hammering it on their head.
I know that you have a heavy influence on what your husband drives on his show, but there is a very popular show called ER. The co-creator of that is Michael Crichton, and he's one of the biggest, I guess you could call him a global warming denier in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You know, if you bring your force to bear on the issue, and if he does his, is there going to be an arms race?
No, because first of all, you call him a denier, which he is, but I call him a nutcase. You know, what's dangerous about Michael Crichton and really criminal about what he's done is that he's professing to, you know, be speaking from science, and he's not speaking from science. He's a science fiction writer.
Well, you can influence a show and get a global warming message in there, but, you know, he can influence a show and get a message that would drive you crazy into his show. Maybe at some point it's better not to take these, if you want to call them works of art, as means of getting a message to the public. Maybe it's better to just back off and let the shows be the shows and let the message be the message.
Well, I think entertainment would be very dull indeed if it didn't take on the issues of the day. What makes music so powerful and movies so powerful is the fact that they are, you know, reflecting what's happening today. They're relevant, and they're critical. So I encourage more of it.
Thank you very much, Lori David, global warming activist. Thank you, Lori.
Mike, thanks so much for having me on. And everybody go to stopglobalwarming.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.